There's a casual drizzle this evening. Everything is wet. It's a nice all-day drip from the sky. It's just been one of those days, you know, not too warm, not too cool. The wind picks up every now and then to let you know it's still around. Everything about today just points to taking a good nap. Playing a game with friends, making a fire in the fireplace, accompanied by good food and good conversation. I'm Social Porter, and this is Outposts, a late-night, semi-live broadcast from the late-evening cascading banks of the Ocklawaha River, where the trees gently lean over the river's edge, and every evening is absolutely pleasant, even if it's raining. I get a chuckle out of some folks who complain every time it rains. I marvel that they don't seem to realize if it didn't rain, they'd have no water to drink or water their lawns. It would quickly begin to look like a desert. Always and never are what I call ultimate words. There are very few things in this life we live which are always and never. But yet in the Bible there are ultimate words used, and I believe the Lord wants us to be involved with His ultimate intent and purpose. Thus He uses ultimate words for us to ultimately trust Him and ultimately believe Him. Ultimate, to the uttermost. Always, meaning at all times, never, at no time. Another ultimate word is every, meaning all individual parts without exception. Do we take these words seriously? We say we do, and we read the scripture and agree enthusiastically, but often we live it out in a way which indicates we're not taking God as seriously as we say we do. Come and go with me on this, and I'll be right back. In Matthew 28:20, Jesus said, "I am with you always," meaning for believers, He is with us at all times. In 2 Corinthians 2:14, Paul says God always, at all times, leads us in triumph in Christ. Always, and there is not a time in Christ which God does not lead us in triumph. We may not see it, But if we stay the course with what the Lord has directed us in, we will see His triumph happening in us and around us. Always. And I must add, if we fail to enter His triumph at the time, the Lord is relentless and begins to set the stage to lead us into triumph. He will not cease His efforts until we have breathed our last. Always. 1 Corinthians 3:18. Love never fails. At no time does love ever fail. Ever. That is the love of God, not the like of men. Teenagers fall in and out of like all the time. Like will fail, but love never fails. If we don't recognize His love at the time, God is relentless and tireless in His efforts to influence our hearts to enter into the success of the love of God, as seen in Christ, who loves us unflinchingly and without fickleness. Hebrews 13:5. He will never leave you nor forsake you. I will never leave you, and I will always be with you. Always, meaning time out of mind and past the horizon beyond the vanishing point. And never, meaning more than just did not, but is not and shall not. In fact, God is so very God and is never man. He so transcends any and all our human thinking, ethics, and especially our moral faculties, that men cannot see God and live. Always God, never man. Ultimate words. I think we should take God seriously. Of course, but do we? Amongst us, there seems to be what I call a perception of disconnection. Here of late, I have been asking God that I would somehow spend more time with Him and that I want to talk to Him more often than I do because I've realized I don't talk to Him as often as I think I do. I have a vision of a long, straight line, and on it are occasional blips of how often I occasionally speak to the Lord. To my disappointment, there are several long sections of flat line. So I've become acutely aware of how much I talk to God, and in the summary of things, I am pretty dissatisfied with how little I actually do. The disconnect is that, according to my perception, I thought I spent more time with the Lord than I did. What I thought I was doing and what was really going on was widely different. Additionally, I've become acutely aware of how thankful I am that Jesus incessantly intercedes for us, as it says in Romans 8:34. Thank you. so often have opportunity to interact with God, but yet many times we tend to sit and stare. Why? Why do we so often sit and stare, not talking, not thinking, just staring instead of speaking to the Lord or praising? And in those moments, many of us, more often than not, believe we perceive the Lord is somehow disconnected from us when it isn't readily apparent anything is going on. No events, no conversations, no emails, no text messages. Many of us have a perception of disconnection, and it's not true. Think in the terms of near and far, rather than on and off. We are not disconnected, according to the finished work of the cross, for those who believe in Christ. We are always connected. Well, do we believe that? Never disconnected. The Lord said so with His ultimate words, always with you and never forsake you. Let's get a better grip on the word never as the Lord intends it. A few times Jesus used the word never, like in Matthew 5:26. He didn't just mean never as we think of it in English. The way He used the word, it was an absolute negative combined with absolute denial, like saying not, very not. How is it God uses ultimate words like always and never in reference to His relationship with us, but we selectively hear Him? We read the scriptures, give a big amen, but then we want to get selective about how much is every thought, which should be taken captive, and how often is always, or how seldom is never. Measuring, like how wrong is too wrong, and how right is right enough. When the Lord said, take every thought captive, He meant not just the bad ones, but the good ones too. But we decide to be selective and re-decide the word of the Lord of every thought, transforming it to become pretty much just select thoughts. God said, I am with you always, but yet we find ourselves re-deciding how often is always. The Lord said, I will never leave you, but yet we re-decide His words, measuring how seldom is never. As if one time out of 1,000 is close enough to call it never. Close enough is not God's character. Pretty much and almost are not His style. Did you get that? I think God meant exactly what He said when He uses the ultimate words, always, never, and every. The Lord said those ultimate words because He meant them. He didn't approximate, and I think it worthy of saying again, He did not say for the most part or pretty much rarely. He means what He says, and He says what He means, and He never, ever tells us stuff for nothing. He did not say, take most thoughts captive. That's not what He said. And He meant what He said. Thank you. We who believe on Christ are connected to God through the blood of the Son, whether we perceive it, feel it, or not. By faith, my connection with God is as consistent as the Son, and Jesus never fails. Ever. Jesus is with us and will never leave us or forsake us to the ends of the earth, and we can bank on that with our lives. God expects us to believe Him, always. Here are a couple examples of indirect uses of always and never. God is a lavish giver, right? Right. He is the very definition of generous. Romans 8:32. It reads, "He who did not spare His own Son, but delivered Him up for us all, how shall He not with Him also freely give us all things?" The Lord our God, who gave us Jesus His Son, delights to generously and graciously give us all things. These all things are always in addition to Christ, but they are never instead of Him. According to Romans 8:32, they come along with Him. In other words, if we didn't have Jesus, we wouldn't have anything. But because we do have Jesus, we have everything. Here is another scriptural use of always and never. The Lord is beautiful. He is always beautiful. And in light of Romans 8:32, all things of the Lord come along with Him, Him being Jesus. Then all I can conclude is flowers are beautiful because Jesus is beautiful. Puppies are beautiful because Jesus is delightful. Sunsets are stunning because God is stunning. The work of our hand is fulfilling because God is fulfilling. Rainbows are amazing because God is amazing. Real love sweeps our minds and heart away on the wings of the morning because the love of God sweeps our minds and hearts away on the wings of the morning. God is always delightful, always stunning, always amazing, always sweeping, and always fulfilling. God is always the ultimate source of joy, and if it weren't for the Lord, there would never have been joy. In the book of John, Jesus did not say, "For I pretty much do what pleases Him," while praying. Jesus did not say, "I know that you mostly hear me." Jesus said that He always does what pleases His Father, and that the Father always hears Him. In Luke 21:36, Jesus did not say, "Watch therefore and pray a lot." He said to pray always. And ponder and consider these things to the point of resolve, and I'll be right back. Thank you. this talk of the Lord really stirs my heart, so let's get going again. Here's a verse that is hitting on all cylinders. 2 Corinthians 9:8. And God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that you always have all sufficiency in all things, may have an abundance for every good work. All I can say is wow-wee-kazow. God has made such an incredible provision for us. How is it we seemingly walk around in such a beggarly state sometimes? Did you catch all the ultimate words in that? I mean, God is incredible always, and He only gets better and better. Do you hear the heart of the Lord towards us? This is incredible. It says in Isaiah 40, 4-5, every valley shall be exalted, and every mountain and hill brought low. The crooked places shall be made straight, and the rough places smooth. The glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together. For the mouth of the Lord has spoken. Wow. That is incredible, or what? What kind of person makes such off-the-charts promises like God? And what is even more amazing is not only is he confident that he is able to do all that he says, it will all happen, and every eye shall see, and every mouth confess, and none shall be able to halt. The word all is infinitely inclusive, excluding none. Every means, each is counted, and no part was not counted. None is empty set, less than zero, but nil. And never is an absolute negative combined with absolute denial. When we are in the middle of a dark season, when things aren't well, the car has a flat tire, we burned breakfast, maybe a child or spouse is in real trouble, loss of a job, or just general sadness, disappointment, or even depression, when we're in the middle of a tough time, it's hard to find a place to grip God's promises. But grip we must, for the Lord will empower your hands to hold tight to Him. He is not ignorant of our difficulties. Hebrews 4:15. For we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses. Have faith and trust in God, and I know that's easy to say, but it's the truth. He will finish what He started in you. Jesus is able. According to Ephesians 1:21, God set Jesus far above all rule and authority, power and dominion, and every title that can be given, not only in the present age, but also in the one to come. He is able. Always was, always will be. And there is never a time when the Lord comes up short. You know, it's the truth. And think about it. Thank you. Lord is indeed the all in all, the every in every, and the always in the midst of vicious circumstances and limitations of never. God alone has made us alive and has made us to prosper in the face of howling storms. 1 Corinthians 1:5. For in Him you have been enriched in every way, in all your speaking and in all your knowledge. I'm Social Porter, and this has been Outposts, brought to you semi-live from the late evening cascading banks of the Ocklawaha River, where the trees gently lean over the river's edge, and every evening is so pleasant. This production has been brought to you by Living in His Name Ministries, Area 22 Guitars, man, that guy knows his stuff, Clarence Cable at the Skyline Drive-In, the wonderful ladies out at Ruth Originals, Kevin Perry and Tommy of the Mebane Freedom League, Paul down at White Knuckle Studios, and Jeff and Karen, the beloved, down at Trinity Baker's, where there's always something good in the oven. Music was by the Pete Menger Quartet, Yellow Jackets, Plas Johnson, Gary Willis, Dieter Malherb, Phil Kagey, and Marcus Miller. All music use is licensed by BMI. I hope this week you'll remember God's extraordinary promises, and that when He says all, always, none, every, and never, we should stand firm on His word, with the idea of standing firm meaning to be planted and not be moved. The Lord never jokes around, nor is He ever vague. 2 Corinthians 3:16. Now may the Lord of peace Himself give you peace at all times and in every way. The Lord be with all of you. Amen.